Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Hey, if there's one thing I love doing, it's taking it away. I am joined this evening by Lucia. What's up, Lucia?
Hello, how are you?
I'm gonna turn your mic off a bit. Well, we may have heard you a little bit earlier, just chatting away.
Yep. Pineal glands,
pineal glands. And you are a bit of a mainstay around BFM.
I am.
Been here longer than I am.
Yeah, I started here when I was 14.
And how old are you now? 16?
Well,
my jokes.
That's a great running gag of BFM. I'm no longer the youngest here, actually.
Yes, no.
How old, not anymore.
How old are you?
I am 19 years old.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The final teen year. Okay, anyway, that's all beside the point. What is, a shrewdness of apes and a wake of vultures?
Sick.
I really enjoy both of those. So, what is the subject of your top 10 this evening?
My top 10 is top 10 Buffy characters, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
So, for background for the plebs out there, the people,
or the people,
the uncultured people,
the people born the same year as me who weren't alive when it came out,
or the regular people who didn't watch this show, like I think quite a few people haven't seen this show.
No.
What's it all about? What's Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Well, there's a girl called Buffy.
Okay.
And she slays vampires, but she is a 16-year-old girl who seems very superficial, but behind the scenes, she's a badass.
First of all, rude to Buffy, but keep going.
I mean, yeah, she's a Capricorn, but...
Because a hellmouth opens up under her school,
yes,
right?
Yes, there's a hellmouth in Sunnydale, which is where she is transferred to school. And pretty much, there's way too many demons there. And
too many?
Too many.
Three? That's fine. You can deal with
four,
it. You
though.
Just got to apply the cream regularly. Four demons?
That's, you need a slayer terrible. For four demons.
Slayer. I tried to do like a heavy metal kind of a voice there. Slayer.
Yes.
No, nothing. I've got nothing. All right, let's jump in with your... Ooh. Sorry, I got some extra stings and now I'm lost in my sting bag.
That's Here's, okay.
All right.
10.
So, my 10th best Buffy character is Joyce Summers.
Okay.
And that is Buffy's mum.
All right.
Who is a single mum. She's great, but she also kind of gets in the way a bit.
And huge mum energy.
And there's this episode where she starts like a group of neighborhood mums who like fight against the occult. And they're called Moo. Moo, mums opposed
stuff. Oh,
yeah,
that's so good.
Mums opposed to the occult. Moo.
I'm into that.
Yeah,
it's good. It's very strong.
So that's Joyce. She's pretty wholesome.
Okay. Any reason why she didn't get hired? Like, I feel like mum is like a pretty important character.
She is an important character, and I'm sure that many fans will disagree with me here. But
hey,
maybe it's because
I'm still
young.
You don't need to be diplomatic
young.
About this. You can just, like, cuss people out.
Totally. Maybe it's because I'm still young, and okay. She's an annoying mum. She gets around, she, like, doesn't let Buffy out, and Buffy's like, Mum, I have to go out and kill these vampires. And Mum's like, no, it's a school night. It's a school night.
You heard it here first, folks. Legitimate teen angst on the small top 10. I love it. All right.
9.
Number 9 is Kendra, who is another slayer.
Ooh,
so when,
rivals.
When a slayer dies, another slayer comes in. So there's only one at a time. But Buffy drowns and is legally dead and comes back to life. And so Kendra comes in.
I like that her being legally dead means that there's another slayer. It's like the law, follows the law, which is sounds a lot more naff than the meaning I was trying to go for.
The Watchers' Council is the law.
So the Watchers' Council are just like, well, the law says she's dead. You know, I don't want to break the law.
I mean, I don't know the details as to how there was another slayer, but okay. Buffy was dead and she was resuscitated.
Okay.
And so there's a new slayer and her name is Kendra.
Awkward.
Yeah, a little bit. And she pops in and is like, this is my job now. And Buffy's like, who are you? And it's awesome because I think she's the first person of color in the series, but she has an insensitive accent that's not hers. They like give her a bad accent.
Maybe we should move along.
Yeah, it's a little bit bad.
Okay.
But she's cute.
8.
It was the 90s.
Exactly.
What's number eight? It was still not acceptable in the 90s. Sorry, no. Everyone. It was just bad always. Number eight.
Problematically, I'm putting Buffy all the way down at number eight.
Oh! What? Like, okay, I mean, Buffy is not my favorite character. I mean, it's fairly easy to guess who my favorite character is.
Totally.
But number eight?
I know, and I even have a tattoo of her.
Are you just going to get, like, bigger and bigger tattoos of, like,
of all the other characters? Yeah. Because she's badass, she's awesome, but she's sometimes a bit stubborn and, I mean, rightfully so.
She's
just mean.
She's the chosen one. Okay. All right. I suddenly have a much higher standard for, like, 1 through 7 now. If Buffy is an 8, these other people better be all... I'm not even going to, you know, whatever. It's number 7.
7.
Number 7 is Anya.
Okay.
Who is a demon, a revenge demon, who, like, looks after women and casts revenge spells on their exes.
Well, see, now there's a character worth talking about. Okay, I'm starting to understand why Buffy's so low. So any other, like, how long are they in the season? I don't remember them at all.
She comes in at, like, season 4, I think, and gets turned into a human.
Ooh.
And then falls in love with a boy. And she's like, what? I've spent my whole life cursing.
Like a fish out of water story.
Exactly. Ah. And she's like, I spent my whole life cursing men and now I like one. What?
Gross.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any other? I mean, curses mean, I feel like you don't really need to say much.
She's fun. She's just a funny character.
lot of fun.
She's a demon and she's scared of bunnies.
Aw.
Yeah.
I tried to catch a rabbit that was, like, lost in the street the other day, but it ran away from me.
Oh, damn it.
6.
6 is Oz. He...
A fair. Wait, higher than Buffy though? I'm like, yeah, 6 seems appropriate, but this Buffy placement is skewed.
The Buffy placement is pretty weird, yeah.
Okay. But tell us about Oz.
I like Oz. I have a crush on Oz. He's, you know, he's a nice cynical little guy.
Yeah.
He's really smart. He's played by Seth Green and he's in a band. Come on.
I just want to say for the record, he's a dweebus.
And a werewolf.
Like, still a dweebus, though. I don't... I'm iffy on this one.
Yeah. But he also does leave and then come back. And he's like, why didn't the world stop for me when I left? Why has everyone moved on?
Yeah, classic dweebus. He's like the character most resembling the band Weezer.
Yeah, I love that, though.
Okay, we're going to play a song and then we will be back with the rest of the Buffy the Vampire Slayer characters top 10.
Number 7.
Your number 7 tonight is Krause with No Food in the House.
We'll be right back.
me in a trance that enchants my soul. In a daze, I'm drawn to you as you try to reach your goal. Your lips on my neck send me screaming for my life. But your love saves me from evil and protects my life. You'll never hurt me as I think you will. So vampire husband, love on if you will.
Tuned into the 95 BFM top 10. We're currently in the midst of the small top 10. And we are talking about Buffy the Vampire Slayer characters with Lucia. Before we get into that, we got some more animal collective nouns.
Awesome.
A tower of giraffes.
I mean, the next,
makes
right?
sense. A destruction of wildcats.
Oh, that's sick.
That's gnarly. I would like to be described as a destruction one day. Yeah. This is my aim.
A girl can only dream.
Yeah, exactly. Please keep these messages about collective nouns coming in. It's a much richer vein than I had ever anticipated. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Five.
Okay. So this five is a lot less problematic than the last five.
Okay.
This one's
cool.
A lot more agreeable, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So at number five, I have Drusilla.
Okay, solid.
The wacky girl. She's creepy and she can see the future and like has visions, and then she turns into a vampire and becomes really scary.
I feel like Drusilla is an underused name in fiction. Do you know the Carpenters song Drusilla Penny?
We.
Yeah, it's great. I had a one card like for countdown under the name Drusilla Penny for many years.
I want to name a child Drusilla.
It's a great name.
Drew for sure, like Barrymore. That's brilliant.
Come back, Drusilla. I mean,
please.
Yeah, very pleased with number five. All right.
Four.
At number four, we have Tara.
Okay.
Who is great, and yep. She is one half of the first lesbian kiss on primetime television.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm all for that.
Sick.
And canonically, she is a Libra. And Libra. And
hey,
I love her signs.
I mean, you know, we're both Geminis.
Yes.
Libras are a great match for Gemini.
We really, yeah. really are. And I think that might be why I like this fictional character.
Hey, a lot worse reasons out there to be into a fictional character. We just got a...
She's a witch, too.
We just got a message saying a myriad of Amelias, which I quite like.
Cute. Aww. I like that a lot.
But there can only be one, so it's incorrect. All right, here we go.
Three.
At number three, we have Spike.
Of course.
I
already know
Spike.
What the number one and two are now.
Of
so,
course.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
You were totally, when you were like, this five is a lot less, yeah, it's very like, of course, all of them. And now
yes.
I understand. Now it makes total sense why Buffy was at number eight.
I love Buffy. My largest tattoo is a picture of Buffy.
But I mean, eight, speaking of someone who's done a few of these small top tens,
true.
Eight is largely... It's largely like an honorable. It's like you don't want to put them at the bottom. They have to go, but they have to go somewhere. The thing that was in at number 8 last week was an elk for things that Michael Garalja looks like.
Oh my
so
gosh.
So it's like, it's always a thing that has to be there but doesn't necessarily make sense.
There are
sense
so
in any
many
position.
Buffy characters. And also in my first draft, yes, I did drafts.
Awesome.
Buffy wasn't even on the list in my first draft.
I mean, that would have been very brave.
I know. And then I was like, I can't do that. I do have other honorable mentions, but yes.
All right. Do you have any? I mean, surely you've got more to say
about
this.
About Spike?
Yeah. Hot.
He's super hot.
Yep.
He paints his nails black and he's a really fun vampire.
Yeah.
It's actually James Masters, the actor. It's his birthday today as well.
Oh, happy birthday, Spike.
I gave blood and the guy that did it was called Spike. And my favorite Cute. Vampire is called Spike, so that made a lot of sense. And Spike's awesome. He's just badass. Love him. Badass but soft, you
very,
know?
Very into that.
2.
At number 2, we have... 2 and 1 are pretty hard for me to decide between. Okay. At number 2, we have Willow. Willow Rosenberg.
What?
You wanted her number 1, didn't you?
I had assumed from the start that she was going to be number 1.
No.
What are you doing?
I know.
You ruined me. I'm
making a lot
I'm
of
genuinely
tough calls.
Upset right now.
I'm making some tough calls today.
Willow's yeah. number 2?
She is.
That's ruthless. That's it's... awful. What have you done?
I don't know.
You broke my heart today, Lucia.
I'm so sorry. But Willow's brilliant. I think the number 2 and number 1 are tied for me. I see a lot of myself
sure. no,
in Willow.
No, no, it's fine. She's allowed
great.
To be number 2. So for the people who, you know, the people who don't know the thing, who's Willow?
Willow is quite a dorky girl that Buffy becomes friends with, and she quickly becomes Buffy's best friend and therefore sidekick because Buffy kind of reigns supreme. And she's... Her character development is amazing. She really comes out of her shell.
Yeah.
She dates the previously mentioned Oz.
She's the other half.
And she dates that band guy,
oh,
Oz.
Oh, sorry. I jumped
and
the
then,
gun, didn't I?
And then she meets in Wicker Group. She meets Terra and comes out and it's awesome. And she has a storyline where she turns evil. But she comes good again and
strong,
she's
strong
great.
Gay librarian vibes.
It's right. Alison Hannigan as well.
Before we do the number 1, I am going to play this sting that I got some new stings this week.
Oh, how exciting.
And I feel like this one is vaguely appropriate. But then we're going to do a quick count through. So I'm going to play the sting first.
Who is she? Drag her. Slay her. Read her. Sipping on that treaty, hunty.
Oh my god, that's brilliant.
It's unlistenable trash. I love it. Okay, so quickly going through, starting at number 10.
So at number 10, we had Joy Summers.
9.
Kendra, don't know her last name.
8.
Buffy.
7.
Anya Jenkins.
6.
Oz, Daniel Oswald.
5.
Drusilla.
4.
Tara.
3.
Spike.
2.
Willow.
And before you do number 1, do you have anything to plug? Can people like buy stuff off you or like look at your cool art somewhere or like, I don't know, do you Ooh. Want people to follow you on socials or something?
I post my art on Instagram sometimes, but most of the time I just post pictures of myself.
That's chill.
It's just my name, Lucia Jane Taylor, Lucia, and then Jane Taylor.
Chill.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. I'm going to do a little, but I also have to press the button for the sting.
Ooh.
One.
Number 1 is Giles.
Oh.
Giles is in there from the first episode, and
he's great.
Brilliant. He's brilliant. He's the father figure Buffy never had.
Yes.
And he is genuinely so caring and lovely to all of the children. He's great.
He's got a Jarvis Cocker vibe as well.
He's so nice, and he's genius. He's super smart, and he's a librarian. He's got like this extensive collection of books.
He's got a massive knowledge.
Exactly. Yeah. Heaps of dusty
huge
books.
Huge understanding.
Of demons and witches and warlocks. It's all you need in a man.
Incredible. All right. So now you've chosen a song for us to go out on. Would you like to introduce it?
Yes, this is Air, a cool French band that I think sounds a little like Auckland's own Queen Neptune.
particularly on this song, I reckon. All right, this is 95 BFM. Thank you, Lucia.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.